Greetings, everyone. So, as we come together in this moment, let us arrive. Let us arrive again and again in this moment. Every moment a new arrival. Arriving fresh. Letting go of the moments past, whatever there has been, preoccupations. And arriving in this moment as best we're able to. Feeling ourselves arriving in our meditation space as if we were sitting in this beautiful sunlit meditation hall, which we can see. Sense of spaciousness, brightness of energy of the space, the welcoming of the space. Allowing ourselves to land, our hearts to land in spaciousness and brightness, as if in that space together, in this space together. And realizing, yes, we are in sacred space. It's all sacred space. This life, this earth is sacred space. Which we have the privilege to inhabit. In this fleeting moment, and arriving to. This fathom long body, mentioned yesterday, so important, this body, awareness of this body. The anchoring embodiment, crucial to support, to stabilize our practice, our attention. So let us feel. Let's begin by feeling our hands. Sensations of the hands. Not so much sensations being felt from a control tower. Control tower of the head. But the sensations felt in and of themselves as if hands were an organ of perception, as if your mind is in your hands. Perceiving the sensations of touch. Ah. contact, the points of contact being sensed in and of themselves. The heaviness being sensed in and of itself. The lightness. And notice as the senses open up in the hand to sense the heaviness and the lightness. There can be a relaxation, a letting go of any tension or holding. And as the hands relax and open, more can be sensed. More sensations, tinglings. Can be sensed as the hands relax, they let go of tension, opening up to more knowing. Letting the hands too be open to the sensations of coolness and warmth. In different areas. Allowing this knowing of the hands, sensations, to have an attitude of relaxed curiosity, openness, and delight. And as we move, as attention is invited to move, up the arms, letting awareness inhabit the arms from the inside, sensing the contact points, if any. Heaviness, lightness, tingling. Up to the neck and shoulders. for them to be sensed, for them to be invited to release, to let go of any tension or holding. Awareness moving up on its own, seemingly up through the face, forehead. Releasing wrinkles, releasing tightness in the forehead, the muscles behind the forehead. Muscles behind the eyes, released behind the cheeks, behind the jaw, and the chin from the inside, released, released. The mask we wear can be let go of. These internal muscles can release. And open up the face, to open up to sensing. Sensing what's present. Maybe tingling or buzzing from the inside. Maybe where there was tension. Ah, now there's a sense of opening, easing. More sensation, more feeling can be open to. And as awareness, is in the top of our bodies, close to the proverbial thinking muscle, our head, let us take a moment to release preoccupations in this moment. In order to arrive more deeply, to release loops of thought, of thinking, as if thoughts were helium balloons. What if you released, as if the mind released its hand? Let them float away right now. It's okay. Let there be just the spaciousness of the sky. And the attention invited to travel down the body, this body. Into the chest, the heart center area, to be sensed, to be felt from the inside. Expanding and contracting with the breath, the sensations. And moved further down to the abdomen, lower abdomen, lower back, breath sensed from the inside, the sensations, as if the abdomen, this lower abdomen, is an organ of perception, perceives in and of itself. Is there any holding or tightness internally in the abdomen, in the lower belly? The sit bones area, the groin area? Can the tension tightness be released? And when any releasing of the tension and tightness occurs, notice how seemingly more space internally becomes available, more ease, more grounding. More connection and stability opens up instead. Now, attention is invited to move down, further down to the area of contact of the lower legs, the bottom, the sit bone with the cushion more fully. And the upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, and feet. The entire lower body. Its weight released onto the earth. And does this release open up to more sensation? To be sensed internally, more vibration. Filled with sensations, the contact points. More space and ease. Now, awareness inhabiting the entire body, this entire organ of perception. Releasing, released of tightness, tension, and holding. Any more tightness that might have crept in is okay. Let them be noticed. The body releasing onto itself. This body, earth element, this entire body. Earth released unto earth. Earth released unto earth. Released unto itself and onto the earth. Sitting on the earth. Earth on earth. released onto itself. Earth released onto itself. earth released onto earth. good day, everyone. So, as we settle and as we arrive, especially at the beginning of the retreat, and also as we discussed in life in general, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the body, the sense of landed, rooted, stable, aware, present, released in the body is crucial. It's the first of the four foundations of mindfulness, establishments of mindfulness, as taught in the Satipatthana Sutta. The four establishments of mindfulness is the first one. It's the core. It's the primary. Everything else, mindfulness of feelings, minds, dhammas, all of that, everything is built on top of this platform, this base of mindfulness of the body. We can't ever practice enough mindfulness of the body, really. It's the basis, it's the marrow, and it is the path to awakening. Any of the Satipatthanas, any of the four establishments alone on their own can open up to freedom. And this is something I realized, I think later in my practice, how important this foundation is. And now I sound like a broken record always, knowing how important it has become in my practice and everyone I've had the privilege to witness. May you discover it for yourself, or maybe you already have. Yay! How important mindfulness of the body is. So today, with the invitations, and as you practice today, bringing the theme of mindfulness of the body, awareness of the body, together with release, letting go, relinquishment. So the invitation is, I'll go through the bullet points as I invited us in this guided meditation, to feel, to sense, to allow the body to sense itself from the inside, not from the control tower of the head observing, but as if the body is an organ of sensation, different parts of the body. Sensing, feeling, noticing, being aware, awareness in of itself. And if awareness meets tightness holding, this is step two, if awareness meets tightness and holding tension, ask, gently ask, can this be released? Can this be let go of, this tightness, tension, holding? Notice it's an attitude of inquiry, questioning. Can this be released? It is not released now. It's not a forceful hammer of letting go. It's a questioning. Is it possible? And just dropping that question, see what shifts and happens. See if that tightness, tension, sensation opens up in the body. And notice what shows up instead. That's step three. That's just, maybe step four. I'm losing track. You, if you're keeping writing notes, you number it yourself. See what shows up next. What is there? What shows up? Space, ease, freedom, gratitude, love, beauty? Be curious. Because these releases, these physical lettings go, releases, let's just call them releases, these physical releases actually are a map of emotional, mental thoughts. It's so interesting. In states of samadhi and settling, we can actually see how every thought comes with a little contraction, tiny contraction in the body. It's fascinating to see that the relationship between states of mind and states of the body. So by inviting, by questioning, can this be released? This tightness, this sensation, is what is. We both land more in the body, and also we practice with this. We get more experience with this letting go, with releasing what it feels like in the body, what it feels like. Which, as I said, is bit the basis of the letting goes in the mind and the stories, etc., the releases. And then another theme that I invited us to explore this morning is the earth element of the four elements. So many different ways to practice with the elements. This particular way, the body, the entire body, earth element, sitting on earth, earth as earth, and also released unto itself. And this way of practicing with the earth element, the sense of solidity, stability, for many meditators, it can bring up, it can make samadhi, it can make stability of the mind more accessible. So explore for yourself if you haven't explored this before. It can open up a different way of landing, arriving, earth on earth, released onto itself. Both released as a concept, the entire body, and released in these small ways, in the ways that are sensed within the body and released, each tightness, each tension. And as you go about your day, being rooted in the body, being rooted in the body. The body walking during walking meditation, especially for those of you who may not be familiar with walking meditation. You can do it formally, choosing 10 steps, a path with 10 steps in your home, 10, 20 steps inside or outside. And walking back and forth, bringing awareness to this body. To this body, earth walking on earth, earth kissing the earth with each step, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, every step you take, kissing the earth lovingly, earth on earth, moving forward, moving back, and releasing. If you notice tightness, tension in the body, or reflected in the body from the mind, releasing, or asking, let me be more specific, asking with inquiry, can this be released? Can this be let go of? And if the answer is nope, not right now, okay, thank you. I figured I would ask. I'll just be with you. I'll stay with you with patience. So walking meditation back and forth. And if you choose to go for an informal walk, walking meditation outside, please do. Please let your heart be filled with sun, nature, wind, rain, whatever the conditions are, wherever you are. Let yourself be supported by nature. Don't be sequestered at home. It's okay to do informal walking. Just be with the body. Be with the body. Take your body with you. Earth on earth. Earth kissing earth. A couple of announcements. One is that starting at 9:45, we'll have practice meetings, Diana and myself, in our respective practice Zoom rooms, which are different from this room. And please double check what times you have signed up for, what day and time, because on a short retreat like this, it's nearly impossible to reschedule if you've missed them. So please double check. Memory can be valuable, as we well know. And we look forward to speaking with you. And another announcement is that in the past, we have found that offering a sit for the BIPOC community can be very supportive. So we're offering that in this meeting, in this retreat also, and it's offered today at 3:30 p.m. for anyone who identifies as Black, Indigenous, people of color. You're welcome to come to that Zoom room, to that sitting. It's a silent sit, the sense of community. And you're welcome to find information on that. It's already on the notice board, I'll call it, the yogi Google Docs. I believe those are all the announcements, unless I hear from Diana. Yes, thumbs up. Great. Thanks, Diana. I see you. Fantastic. Yes. So, dear earthlings, dear siblings, on this earth, on this miraculous earth, wow, to be human with all its ups and downs. Yeah, to have a body. May you enjoy being with your body, being with yourself in the sacred earth. Walking, living, breathing on the sacred earth today. Thank you for being here and practicing. See you soon.